at that moment, I realized that VR was going to be a way that's going to teach, you know, thousands, if not millions of people to learn to meditate, because it takes you away from the stress and the chaos of life and puts you somewhere else, another world. And that's what kind of meditation does.
It takes you within. It's so cool.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. This is Esprit Devora, and I am still traveling. I am in Reykjavik, Iceland. It's incredible here. It's absolutely spectacular, and I am surrounded by innovation. And today I had the blessing of being at a Women in Tech meetup with incredible entrepreneurs here in Iceland, which is where I got to meet Tristan in person after we had connected on Facebook about her company, Flow. And so go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us all about Flow.
So Flow is...
Introduce yourself first.
Okay, my name is Tristan Elizabeth Gribben, and I live in Iceland. I live in Reykjavik with my family. I'm originally from Northern California. I grew up in Palo Alto, but I left as a young adult to live in Ireland and then Iceland. And I've married an Icelander, and I've got my kids here. And Iceland is a really extraordinary place with incredible power of nature. I'd say is like the main thing about Iceland is that you come here and you are overwhelmed with the beauty and the power of nature. It's untouched and it's vast. So and I love Iceland and I love raising my family here, even though I'm from Northern California. Everyone says, don't you miss California? And I'm like, no.
I mean, I can't. For me, when I first met her, I was like, you don't even have an American accent. I feel like as you're talking to me a little bit more, it's getting a little more American. But really, it's a mixture of things. And tell me about Flow. When did you create Flow? What is Flow?
Well, I've been into meditation as a kid growing up. My dad was a meditator and he influenced me. And so I grew up reading a lot of meditation books and being exposed to meditation. But I actually didn't start meditating seriously till year 2000. And I went to a retreat here in Iceland. And I had an overwhelming experience of the wonder and the energy and the everything of meditation. And it just, I've been going really seriously ever since then. And I never really thought that I would do something like this. But I got acquainted with the startup world here in Iceland a couple of years ago, and then I attended a conference, and the idea just came as a flash, and I started working with some other people on it, and a really amazing core team and mentors, and just the infrastructure here in Iceland is quite vibrant, and the community is closely knit, and you can have access to great resources, information, expertise, all kinds of things, and so it just evolved. And has really, in a short amount of time, has come a long way. We've been in an accelerator program, and we were in another program through Vodafone. We're starting to teach corporate workshops. I've been giving talks and presentations, and now our demo is going up, and we're working on our first version.
And that's one thing I wanted to ask you, because it's not very clear, is how is Flow a tech company? Because it's a meditation company, so where does the tech come into play?
The tech comes to play in that we are looking at using advanced technology, and so we want to give immediate access to the benefits of meditation through some technological tools which we feel haven't been fully explored yet, like virtual reality. And that is something that we've been working with, and we have heard from the people who've tried it, is that it immediately takes you out of stress and into a world of wonder, which is a great place to start with meditation.
I want that. Like when you just say, I'm like, I could totally see myself wearing something like this. That's crazy. And you said you're just about to be in the Oculus store.
Yeah. So Flow Meditation, Flow VR is going to be in any moment now up in the Oculus concept store. And then we're going to be working hard developing our first version to just be available through the Oculus store for Samsung gear. That'll be our first.
I mean, I'm like dying. I mean, can you walk me through visually? Like, I'm a consumer. And I want that. I mean, I had to take pause so much that I'm like, that sounds like it would be the most amazing experience ever. So can you walk me through what would happen as a consumer? I purchase your product and what's going to be my experience?
So you're presented with some different locations, three different, or for our demo, we've got three different locations you're in. You get to choose where you are, and then they have three different themes. One's about breath, one's about focus, and one's about calm. And they're really simple but effective meditations, and the landscapes are stunningly beautiful. So just by going into those worlds, you immediately feel a sense of calm. And that's what you want to start when you're meditating. You want to kind of, you know, take a deep breath and arrive and be where you are. And then, so it's just, so you're there, you pick which meditation you want to try. We've got three locations, three meditations. And it's also accompanied by Icelandic music, beautifully composed music, which really kind of, again, takes you to another world. And then the meditations are very clear, very simple, very accessible. And we've had great feedback from people who've tried it.
What are the different locations?
One is called Drangnes. And
all in Iceland?
All in Iceland.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on the coast overlooking the cliffs and the sea. One is at Þingvellir, which is a national park where originally the Icelanders met 1,000 years ago to hold a parliament. It's a very, very vast and beautiful lake, actually. And then the other one is a waterfall, a beautiful waterfall called Hjarpafoss, which means helping falls, and because they help you to feel, you know, kind of peaceful.
I want this. It sounds, especially being that I'm from a busy city in Los Angeles, I feel, and this is, a lot of you guys know I travel without a phone on purpose because I feel too connected where my brain has no time to rest. And so I take the time to travel to disconnect as much as possible, but still be able to run everything, of course. And so when I'm in Los Angeles, a lot of times I get panic attacks. I feel so full of anxiety, anxious, just so connected. It just feels like my you know, those slot machines called Haywire. You know,
I know how you feel because I lived in LA for about 5 years, and LA is particularly high stress place to live. I mean, the big cities in America are, I think, you're driving a lot, you're in your car, there's a lot of visual input, you've got constant distraction from social media and everything else.
Work. Too much.
It's a lot.
You're so juggling. I feel like I could put on Flow, or the specific product is called.
Our first release is called Flow VR, and it's the virtual reality. Our first product is Flow VR. And then from there, we're also creating a mobile app that can be the non-VR version.
Right.
And you could also use it like at home on your home screen.
When's it going to be in the store?
Our first official Flow version 1 is going to be launched at the end of April.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, you can try the demo in the concept store.
And I was just about to say, what's the URL so people can stalk you while they're listening to this?
It's flow.is.
Perfect. And one thing I can't like leave this interview without discussing is this is your first foray, is that the right word, into the tech world?
It is my first foray into the tech world. I am with the arts background and meditation background very heavy, but... And I never really thought that I would do a startup company. However, I'm super passionate about meditation, and I've always had a burning desire to help the people of the world meditate, because I know that that is going to help the world in countless ways. So like you're describing, you have stress, you have anxiety, and or maybe it's hard to sleep. We're going to teach people in a very accessible way how to breathe, how to achieve a better, more centered, calm, grounded, and focused way of being. And so I just really so sure that meditation is the medicine that we need in our modern times.
I completely agree. At home, I use the Headspace app on my phone.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I find there's a huge difference between when I'm doing it regularly and not doing it.
Exactly.
And sometimes I feel like I don't have time, and I think it's, what's the guy's name? He's a fashion designer. can't think of him right now really well now, but he says, if you feel that you don't have time to meditate, that's exactly when you need to meditate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so true.
Russell, you know who I'm talking about?
I do know who you're talking about because he's at Russell Simmons, a big meditation advocate. He's awesome. Yeah, it's true. And Headspace is fantastic. And it's true. Meditation takes a little bit of time, but it makes time.
Yeah.
Because then you go into more of a flow in the day.
One thing that I think would be really inspiring for everyone right now is that, I mean, I still can't get past that you went into, I mean, virtual reality is really complicated, and you went into this without a tech background. So
it was my partners. Like when we started the process, I thought we were just going to make a mobile app, but the VR part just kind of pressed in. And I was a little resistant to it at first, but then I had an experience of, there's an Icelandic company called Solfar that have created an experience where you go to the top of Everest.
And can you spell that? How can people look up Solfar?
Solfar, S-O-L-F-A-R, and Everest. If you put in Google Solfar Everest, it'll pop right up. They're one of the leading VR companies in the world. And so you can actually climb Everest. And I did that because they asked me to do a voiceover for their app. And so I got to go in and try the demo, and it's stunningly beautiful. And I sat on the top of Everest, and I was like, wait a minute, I just want to be here, and I want to meditate. And at that moment, I realized that VR was going to be a way that's going to teach, you know, thousands, if not millions of people to learn to meditate. Because it takes you away from the stress and the chaos of life and puts you somewhere else, another world. And that's what kind of meditation does.
It takes you within. It's so cool.
Takes you to that place within that's connected. And having being in a place that's a vast wonder is a help in that direction.
It's so cool.
I wasn't convinced at first, but it is true. It's complicated, but it really works.
What would you say is something that you would suggest that you've learned about yourself and how to achieve your dreams?
I mean, I think it's really important to write them down. I did an exercise this New Year's to write down my intentions for 2017. And I'd seen a post from David Wolf on Facebook. You know, he's a longevity guru.
Yeah.
And he said, if you write your intentions down, it makes them so much stronger. So write them down and write down as many as you can, because 33% of them are going to come true, at least in that first year. And then the other ones might come true later. So I thought, I'm going to try that. So I think, so I did that for this year, but I also am pretty good about writing down, brainstorming and writing down intentions and goals and then prioritizing. But really, what's more important than that is, because those are, you know, having the intention is a step, but the step of actually connecting to your own passion, your own heart's desire, because that desire and that passion is going to be the jet fuel that's going to help you to actually produce those goals. So for me, it's always coming back to meditation. Meditating helps you connect within to your heart and your heart's desire and your life force, your passion, your energy. And that, you know, when you can come back to that again and again and get kind of refueled, that really does work.
One of my girlfriends a long time ago said that when she was in a rough spot in her life, she meditated and focused on the intentions, and everything that she meditated on came true. And I was like, what? I got to try that. I was like, what do I want?
Yes, I do highly recommend it to have. Write those intentions down for the new year, and write a lot of them down, and don't hold back. Don't censor yourself.
Oh,
ask
gosh,
for everything you want.
I love it.
All right, universe. Yeah, exactly. Put it out there.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can people connect with you?
The best way to connect with me, how I connected with you first, was find me on Facebook. And also...
And spell your first and last name for everybody.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, Gribbin, G-R-I-B-B-I-N. And you can also go to flow.is and subscribe to our newsletter. So, you know, you can connect that way. And but Facebook's a way to connect with me personally. And I'm also at tristan@flow.is if you want to find out more about Flow.
And you guys definitely be sure to like Tristan's Facebook page for Flow as well. If you type in facebook.com/flow.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different Flow things out there.
Yeah, so how can they find yours?
The best way is to go to my Tristan Gribbin Facebook page, and then, you know, you'll see Flow right
at
the top.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. She's so inspiring. You guys, I'm so excited for you guys that you guys get to connect with her now, because I was able to be fortunate enough to connect with her. If you guys want to meet more extraordinary people, of course, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which is womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight there to make things easy. And that's womenintechvip.com. As you know, this is Esprit DeVora, and feel free to tweet me at Women in Tech Show. Hope you guys are having an amazing week, night, day, morning, whatever it is. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Yay, bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit DeVora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.